Marienkirche and Johannbau.
We're standing on the Schlossplatz at the Marienkirche, in front of the statue of Prince Leopold I, the old Dessauer. Let's lock up the bike for a moment. The area around the Marienkirche and Rathaus forms the historical centre of Dessau. This was the starting point of the city's development in the 13th century. At that time, the square itself served as a trading centre and marketplace, as Dessau was initially a trading town. Located to the west of the River Mulde and at the intersection of two trade routes, the city first gained in regional importance before it later rose to become the royal seat.
Let's first turn our attention to the red brick Marienkirche. Construction on the church began in 1506. The tower of the Marienkirche would go on to shape Dessau's image as a city for a long time. Only in 1901 was it outdone by the Rathaus Tower, which you will see later. The city guide, Christiane Quanz, will tell us more about the history of the church.
The Marienkirche is the oldest city church in the old royal seat Dessau. It was destroyed like all the city's other churches during the Second World War, was reconstructed as the last church only after the fall of communism, and is now once again restored to its former glory in the late Gothic style. The old Dessauer was baptized in this church, inaugurated and buried here.
Today, there is not much left of it to see. The sarcophagi disappeared after the Second World War. The church itself served as a venue in the intervening years.
Take a look to your right. Between the two newly built blocks, you can see the remains of one of the old stone gates, the Lustgartentor. We'll now walk in this direction, but we'll stop a few metres in front of it. Be careful crossing the road. In addition to the palace buildings on Kavalierstraße and the customs wall, the Lustgartentor is the most obvious remnant left on the city's image by Leopold I, a Baroque-style remnant of the medieval city wall.
He is best known, however, as the Prussian General Field Marshal. As army reformer, he transformed the Prussian army of the 18th century into the most powerful army in Europe.
Leopold I of Anhalt-Dessau has gone down in history as the Old Dessauer. He served under three Prussian kings, and the last of these kings was so much younger than him that Leopold I earned the name of the Old Dessauer. He was very successful as general field marshal in the Prussian army. He introduced the idea of marching in step and invented the iron ramrod. He was an absolutist prince and did not like to be contradicted. He demanded faithful obedience and drilled his troops in a very particular way.
The Lustgarten was located on the area directly behind the gate. Only one part of the building still stands to remind us of the castle. Take a look to your right. That is the west wing of the royal palace of the House of Ascania, which was constructed in the 16th century. The so-called Johannbau forms the architectural remains of a formerly four-wing palace, one of the earliest constructions of the German Renaissance.
Let's walk closer up to the gate. In order to open up the grounds right into the city, but also to have more space for his lange Kerls, or long guys, to parade, which was what he called his soldiers, Leopold I tore down the north wing of the palace at the beginning of the 18th century.
The palace later fell victim to the bombs of World War II. The west wing, as you see it today, is the result of costly restoration works, which were planned since the end of the 1980s. 5 years later, the outer facade was completed. From the wing to Ludwig Binder's distinctive spiral staircase tower, right through to the wrought iron gate made by Gottfried Polisius, every element was recreated while being faithful to the original. Today, the Museum for City History is housed here and is definitely worth a visit.
You can also take a trip to the Garden Realm from here. The new curved bridge will take you to the front part of the zoo. The old Dessauer used this area as a hunting ground. His grandson, Prince Franz, created the Garden Realm here according to the ideals of the Enlightenment.
We will continue our tour in front of the Rathaus. To get there, we will go back past the Marienkirche. We will meet between the Rathaus and the shopping centre, the Rathaus Centre, at the Friedensglocke, the Peace Bell.